Friday. As America grows older and life expectancy gets longer, some workers keep heading to the office because they like it and want something productive to do. More details on all these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Radio Wasteland. I am your host, Chauncey Haworth, and this is my guest host, Sean Kittrick.
Hello.
All right. Tonight we have a fun guest. We got a paranormal investigator. We've had a medium on before, Suzanne Freed. I think that was about our sixth show, and I really enjoyed that one because, you know, I was posting on our Facebook page today saying that, you know, of all the people that I've talked to who are into this sort of paranormal and this conspiracy stuff, we all kind of got there different ways. And my way of getting there was scary movies. And anybody who knows me knows that scary movies is my thing. I am so nerdy. I am currently – so when I get home at night, I like to work on the couch. And I can't watch something that I'm too invested in. So I've been currently, I'm on like the 60th episode of the original Ghostbusters cartoon.
Oh, my goodness. Well.
Yeah. So, you know. This...
Let no one say that you haven't watched every scary movie, TV show, cartoon, whatever that exists.
You know, and that's really what got me here is I watched all this stuff and I thought, man, wouldn't it be cool if that stuff was real?
It would be cool.
You know, What made you interested in this stuff? I don't think you're a big horror movie fan.
No, not necessarily.
I have a guess.
You have a guess?
I do.
I'd like to hear your guess.
I think you're kind of like a curator of the weird.
Yeah, that's about right. I do have a fairly insatiable appetite for anything that is even slightly out of the ordinary.
Yeah, so... I wonder about this, if certain people are just born counterculture, and I'm not even talking on some sort of political level. I'm just talking on a basically if somebody when I was even a little kid said something was weird or something like that, I was interested.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Weird was good when I was a kid. Of course it was.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about our guest tonight. Yeah. I'm excited to maybe hear some scariness.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm interested because there's something, just like with the medium, there's something very appealingly blue-collar about someone who goes around and, you know, deals with ghost problems.
You know, I get what you're saying, and I hope nobody takes any offense to that. I totally get what you're saying.
I think it's cool, you know, roll up your sleeves, fix this issue with this ghost.
Yeah, you're like here. The plumbers of the of the supernatural world, you know, instead of writing books and giving lectures, you're out there in dark, dank basements trying to find things that go bump in the night.
Yeah.
I do like that. In fact... One of the things that I'm going to ask Melissa Lockett, who is our guest, is they work out of Sacramento. And so I'm going to see if on a documentarian level, if we can go with them on one of their expeditions.
Oh.
And, you know, I'm not going to expect an answer from her on the radio, but I am going to propose the question because I want to go and I want to take some cameras and I want to see what it's like. You know, a lot of these people might find that I think in their case, there's people with what they refer to as gifts. You know, I don't know if they call it clairvoyance or what they call it, but, you know, some level of mediumship. And so I don't know if they would find that sort of thing distracting, and of course.
Yeah, I think it varies. I've heard tell of other paranormal investigators having amateurs tagging along, you know, here mm-hmm. and there. But I imagine it very much depends, varying on the outfit.
Well, I figure between you, me, and Joe, we've all invested enough time and money into our electronics equipment that we should probably put it to some good use.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I haven't invested any money.
Well, you're the only one who's invested any time into it. You know,
that's true.
On our other show, Digital Revolution Show, you know, you're the one out there interviewing people.
That is true.
So you might have some mad cinematography skills.
I don't know if cameras can pick up ghosts. I don't
well,
have to ask about that.
I wouldn't intend on picking up ghosts. I think my goal would be to just pick up the experience.
Yeah, that's
true. You know, especially when you're dealing with clairvoyance and mediums and stuff like that. You know, I mean, they're seeing things and feeling things that maybe you're not seeing or feeling. And so I don't think you can expect a camera to
pick up a ghost. No,
to pick up what
not.
One is sensing, you know, yeah. with their extrasensory abilities. Well, so, you know, I think in our first section, we're really going to cover what they're about, what she does, how they got involved, and, you know, what kind of tools they use and stuff like that. But in the following section, I'm going to try to squeeze some scary stories out of her. I want to know what the scariest experience was.
Yeah, well, being in Sacramento, I'm sure she's
there's
covered
a wide
area, probably. Not just Sacramento,
yeah, twice a year I take my kids to the Sac Anime Convention down there, and, you know, I check it out for a little bit. But, you know, being a grown-up that is not much of a costume-wearing guy.
Sure.
I have two outfits. My wife and I tend to go to Old Sacramento.
Yes.
And bum around there. And, man, I really enjoy it down
it's
there.
It's a place that would be easy to believe is haunted.
Yeah, somebody had to die in the making of that place.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, there has to be some sort of miserable, horrible death that went on there.
Buried in the walls or the foundations.
Right.
Pyramids.
Totally. They ran out of rocks.
Yeah.
They started using corpses. All right. So, coming up next, we have our guest, Melissa Lockett of Spirit.
I am excited.
All right. This is Radio Wasteland.
A man in my shoes runs a light and all the papers lie tonight, but falling over you is the news of the day.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday. Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at WePeopleRadio.us. We the People, brought to you by Powerhouse Solar of Reading, Sundays at noon on KCNR.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR, 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 AM. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
This time is coming out of all this time. All the clubs have been closed down. This place is coming like a ghost town.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland. We have tonight's guest. Melissa Lockett is a paranormal investigator with Spirit from Sacramento, California. Melissa, do we got you on the line?
Yes, you sure do. Can you hear me well?
I can hear you just fine.
We can, yes.
Perfect.
Melissa, we've had our chit-chats back and forth. This is Chauncey, and this is my co-host tonight, Sean.
Hello.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
Very good. Actually, I'm really excited about this one. I think if you were listening before the break, you know, I am a horror movie fanatic. And so I really got interested in these topics from my obsession with horror movies I don't know. A lot of people, when they say they like horror movies, they like slash 'em up stuff. But not me. I mean, I want them all supernatural. That's what I enjoy.
Yeah.
So I am very excited about what you have to share with us.
Oh, well, I'm glad. And thank you so much for inviting me to be on the show. It's nice to have a platform for this somewhat controversial but very fascinating subject. So I really, you know, I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Yeah, and it is interesting how it's become much more mainstream. Well, I don't know if mainstream's the right word, but less controversial over the years. And I think as people start to sort of acquire evidence and stories, and people start to raise an eyebrow.
That's true.
You know, yeah, I have noticed that there has been sort of an upward trend. Maybe it's becoming more acceptable. There's a lot more television programs, a lot more documentation, and like you said, evidence, which is making people less afraid to discuss it.
Right. So when we got started here, I, of course, hopped right in talking about myself, talking about how I got interested in this. But I would like to know, how did you get interested in this stuff?
Well, it's sort of a complex, layered thing.
Plenty of time.
Yeah. I have been spiritually gifted since I was a very young child, noticing things pass by, seeing full-bodied apparitions, having dreams about my friends and family that later came true, sort of basic, all of those kind of things.
So what would you call yourself before I let you move on there? Would you call yourself a medium or gifted or clairvoyant? What would you define that as?
I think that, you know, while labels are not my favorite thing, if I had to sort of put myself in a lane, my business card says I'm an empathic medium. And that really does feel right, just because the empath part, I sense emotions, physical pains, traumas of both the living and the deceased. And the mediumship part really plays in there just with my ability to connect to those that have passed over and be able to tap into whatever kind of messages they need to get across. I also am able to read auras and do Reiki healing. I am actually almost on my way to being a Reiki master. I'm just really trying to diversify my ability to help our clients, and so educating myself in all the different avenues has really been valuable.
So your early experiences with these things, were they, you know, as far back as you can remember?
Yeah, definitely. Very young, preteen, I recall one of my first most kind of traumatic experiences, which now I know it wasn't as traumatic as I thought it was. It turned out to be one of my relatives, but they manifested completely in the hallway, starting out sort of skeleton-like and became a full human apparition and then disappeared. And that was
terrifying.
Like, yeah, it was terrifying. I screamed like bloody murder. My grandmother came running. I did not tell her what I saw. I told her I had a bad dream. I didn't want to be labeled as crazy. I didn't want someone to think, oh gosh, you know, with this, you know, kid, she's seeing things in the hallway. And I really did kind of close up and bottle up my gifts for a long time. And, you know, every once in a while I would tell somebody, oh, I sense this about you, or I feel this about you. But I would never really, really go into great detail about it. I simply would sort of push it to the side. It wasn't until my grandmother passed away in 2007 that I really started to reopen things and decide, you know what, I need answers. I need to know what it is. Why can I do this? Why do I know the things that I do? And moreover, where did my grandmother go, and is she okay? And is there an afterlife? You know, even though I was a person of faith, I really needed an answer. I needed something. I'm analytical as well. I needed that ironclad information. And started to really research it more, explore my gift. I started watching all the paranormal shows, you know, really got into those to try to understand how this works. And, you know, is this really a thing? Am I just, you know, fooling myself? And I didn't actually get into proper paranormal investigation until 2013. And that really got, you know, got me going and got me rolling to where I could actually gain true evidence, EVPs, photographic evidence, things that I could find to be tangible, and actually explore my mediumship into a level where I finally believe in it.
So that's a good segue for me to have you tell us a little bit about Spirit, the group that you do your investigations with. How did that come about?
So Spirit itself, basically the way we sort of launched, it's been a hybridization. My entire group came from all sorts of areas, walks of life, and we met in a couple previous paranormal groups that we were affiliated with and sort of whittled our way down to the core that we have now, which we felt we all resonated the best with each other. You know, no team is necessarily better or worse than another. It's just we fit together as, you know, puzzle pieces. We all felt we investigated the best.
And brought something
and so
different to the table, I'm sure.
Yeah. We all have different gifts, different abilities, different interests. And we just really thought that just as friends and as co-investigators, we fit the best resonance as a group. And so in 2015, we finally launched what is now Spirit. And it really just, it's taken off from there. We've just, ever since we launched, just case after case after case.
Really?
Which, yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. So I'm guessing, I might be wrong, but in your group, from some of my online stalking of you and your constituents.
Research.
Yeah,
as what Sean calls his research.
Stalking the facts.
Right, stalking the facts. It seems that your group is sort of split a little bit down the middle of people with gifts and maybe some technological expertise.
Yeah, yes and no. I would say every member of my group has some level of spiritual gift, whether it's just being sensitive or, you know, being able to pick up on things, all the way down to, yeah, full-blown mediums. We have a druid priest on the team. But we also have, yes, we have the tech side. Our videographer and webmaster, Wendy, is, she's got a gift with the tech. She can make our videos just highlighting all the perfect information so perfect. All of our members, you know, are very, very talented with their various pieces of the tech equipment, the photography, our K2 meters, our Eddy meters, you know, all of the different things that we use. We definitely have tech nerds.
What are some of those equipment that people use? I know a couple of them, something grabbing the electromagnetic field, maybe?
We definitely have several pieces of equipment, more than one piece of equipment that deals with the electromagnetic fields. The K2 is the most common that a lot of people see. It's the most simple. If something comes up to it, the lights will flash. And we also have one that does temperature fluctuation. It'll beep if the temperature spikes 5 degrees above or below the baseline temperature of the room. They also do pick up regular electronics, and we have to know to debunk that. We have to be smart to say, hey, I'm next to a refrigerator. Of course it's going to go off. Now, if you're in the middle of a room and there's nothing around you and absolutely no reason for a reading to pop up on the meter and it starts going crazy, right, we start to wonder and question what that is and break out all the other equipment.
Especially if it moves and you can't recreate it in that exact location, because electronics,
and that is true. It can dodge you. You'll get a fleeting reading. You'll have to figure out where is it going, why is it going, is it leading you towards another place. Sometimes the energies like to guide us to a specific room because there's more significant data to gather there, and they will literally draw us, both the sensitive and the equipment, to go to a particular direction. And we have to follow, you know, that to actually gain some information. But we don't like to rely on just one piece of equipment, which is why we break out things like the Eddy meter, which does all the other environmental data, the barometric pressure, just the temperature, the humidity changes. Why are these things changing in a room where it shouldn't?
You guys are the real deal with all this equipment.
We break it all out. We even go old school and break out compasses at times.
Oh, absolutely.
Is there anything in the environment that is varying, you know, magnetic wise, and what's going on? And all of our camera equipment, we've got night vision, full spectrum, regular daylight, you know, all of that, because we'd like to catch things in different lights and in different spectrums. The full spectrum camera can actually see in the ultraviolet and beyond our visual spectrum that, you know, the human eye can see. So that sometimes, and in theory, is able to capture mists, anomalies, light changes that we're just not able to pick up. But often, if our meters are going off and we shoot the camera there, we should, you know, generally be picking up some kind of anomaly going by. So it's really important to break out all the equipment and just kind of gather that data, because it's, you know, our sensitives are amazing. My entire group, including myself, we are gifted in our abilities, and we really do appreciate that part of ourselves. But validating it with the equipment is valuable for
absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely, and for probably for the client as well. Yeah,
the client needs the twofold system. They want the reading. They want the medium to come in and knock their socks off and tell them, you know, what's going on. But they want to see that hard and fast data, including
Melissa,
the skeptics.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're coming up on break here. I have a ton of questions for you, and I'm very excited to ask them, but, you know, we got to pay the bills. We'll be back with Melissa Lockett right after this break.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
It's been a long winter, and you've earned a little rest and relaxation this summer. But you can still make a big move towards your college degree with summer courses at Shasta College. Classes start June 12th, and now is the time to register and secure your summer classes. Shasta College has more for you. More classes so you can graduate faster. More programs so you can choose your perfect career path. More flexibility to work around your busy life schedule. And more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Summer enrollment is happening now, and we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Call 242-7650 to get started and get a jump on your future career with summer classes at Shasta College. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help you bring it all together. Get your jump start at Shasta College. Get started. Call today, 242-7650.
Summer's On Us sales event is back at Redding Kia, and it's amazing. Get 0% financing for 66 months and make no payments for 5 months. Plus, Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you. You could use all of that money you're saving to have a great summer vacation. This offer good on all new 2017 Kia Sorentos, Optimas, and Fortes. If you're in the market for a new car anytime within the next 5 months, don't let this great deal pass you by. The Summer's On Us sales event is back at Redding Kia, where every vehicle sold comes with free lifetime oil changes and tire rotations. Come visit Redding Kia's brand new dealership and see for yourself. On approval to credit, plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, and any emission testing fee. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for Summer's On Us offer. 0% for 66 months is $15.15 per $1,000 finance. Sale ends July 10th. We both own Kias and we love them. Redding Kia, Facebook, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Time for a wardrobe update? Check in with the ladies of Dandelion. They can help you with all of your fashion needs, from designer jewelry to the latest jeans. They have you covered head to toe. Stop in for a personal touch with fabulous stylists who greet you at the door. Dandelion Boutique in the heart of downtown Reading, 1322 Pine Street, or give them a call, 247-1292. That's Dandelion, unique gifts and clothing.
The 23rd Annual Banquet for the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International will be conducted May 13th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is the premier organization that protects hunters' rights and promotes wildlife conservation worldwide. Join us for a night of great food and fantastic auctions. Auctions will include African hunting safaris, Argentinian dove hunts, elk, bear, and buffalo hunts. Special drawings for youth and ladies for gear and guns. For tickets, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland with our guest, Melissa Lockett of Spirit.
I have been avoiding Melissa saying exactly what Spirit stands for because I'm a little scared that I'm going to get the words wrong. Can you tell us what Spirit stands for? I know it's Sacramento Paranormal Investigation.
It's a long winded. It's Sacramento Paranormal Intuitive Research Investigation Team.
I don't know. That's pretty accurate.
That's the best.
Yeah.
We are all intuitive, but we do a whole heck of a lot of research and investigation as well. So it really felt like an adequate name, a good acronym. I wanted the kitschy acronym, and I wanted the words to fit. So
right. Yeah, no, that's the best way to come up with an acronym.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you really didn't have to torture it too much to get it spell out spirit.
Yeah, absolutely.
All accurate.
Yeah, some good, you know. Nothing wrong with some good marketing if you're trying to get your message out there.
Exactly. I mean, it was accurate and authentic. So I thought, this suits us. And as a collective, the whole team voted on it. You know, we are a democracy. We vote on everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it worked.
And for those listeners out there, there was no sarcasm with that marketing thing. Sean and I's day job is marketing.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Oh, cool.
We love marketing.
So... At the beginning of the show, during the introduction, I talked a little bit about how I've been marathoning out these Ghostbusters cartoons. I don't know if you caught that part. In your talking about these things that you see, you've used, I don't want to sideline you to have it too much to do with Ghostbusters, but you've used these terms that are similar with the, like, free-floating apparition and the full-body thingamajig. What are some of these things that you're saying? And also, as a side note, is there such a thing as Tobin's spirit guide?
You know, I don't know.
Okay. That was a joke question, but really, what are some of, is there actually classifications for the things that you see? Like, I've heard of orbs and you mentioned mists.
There's even heavy debate within the paranormal community in and of itself. As far as orbs, mists, you know, full-bodied, stuff like that, psychokinetic manifestations, poltergeist, they all are, to me, legitimate terminology, and there's not much of a better word for a big ball of light on film, except for orb, but there's a lot of debate on that. Are they just dust? Are they skin? Are they moisture? And you know what? A lot of them are.
However, I'm sure they are.
There's plenty of circumstances we have had where we literally ask, hey, can you guys come forward? Can you guys show yourself on film? And on video, all of a sudden, you know, sudden something floats out, and there it is, a big ball of light floating by us. How else do we explain that when it's intelligent movement and it's literally coming out when we've asked for it?
Right.
You know. And also, when they go through glass, you know,
hard for moisture to do that.
Traverse through glass, except for what we feel is a spirit of some kind. The thing that inspired me and sort of started me to get into actual investigation was one of my own captures in my own bedroom, and it was a full-on vortex, which is basically like a paranormal hurricane sort of looking item. And it boggled my mind. I did not quite understand what I was capturing a photograph of at the time and submitted it for other paranormal people in the community to review and explain to me, which is what triggered an investigation at my house and then subsequently me getting into the field.
I see.
So there are all of these things you hear, you know, even in the kitschy little movies, I mean, they are using some proper terminology. And then, of course, some of it's just goofy. I've never actually experienced literal, like, ectoplasm like you'd see in Ghostbusters or anything like that. That's not a thing I've experienced, but we do feel energy.
Well, from what I've read, ectoplasm, you know, like, the movies have it flying all over the place, you know, like it's, you know, some sort of crazy ectoplasm wrestling or something, you know, but from what I've read about it, it's actually... Like when they would do seances and mediumship, it's actually something that would come out of people as a physical manifestation and then go back into them.
I have read those things and I have seen those documentaries as well. And again, I have never personally experienced that either. Mm-hmm. Even when I have read people and or full on channeled a spirit, no, I have never had anything eject or return into me in that fashion.
I did find it a little dubious when I read it, but, you know.
It's a little strange. Yeah, I have never, that has not been my experience. I don't know, maybe somebody else has had that experience, but that has not been true for me. What has been true for myself and my group is we've stuck our hand in locations like in a weird closet or somewhere and felt static electricity, cotton candy type of feeling, you know, just like cold electricity.
So talking about these different types of things, Sean here had a question.
Yeah, I have a couple of questions just about the theory of it all. And first of all, things like orbs, vortexes, mists, that kind of thing, do you think those, even if they're not manifesting in like a humanoid form, are dead people, basically? Not to put too fine a point
either,
on it. But...
Yeah, either dead, they're either the actual energy signature of, you know, the soul, the energy of a, you know, a dead human, mm-hmm. or they are part of the passageway. Like the vortex in my room is more of a passageway. It's not my grandmother's spirit. It is the passageway with which she uses to go back and forth.
So it's more of a consequence of the spirit's presence mm-hmm. that produces
yeah,
these.
Yeah.
At the risk of taking poetic license, yeah, it's like, it's, you know, the rip between worlds or something.
Yeah.
Sort of the veil. I mean, people have heard that term before, like Halloween, the veil is thin, you know. Mm-hmm. It's sort of that sort of energy, the mists and things like, or if just a mist starts to form, that can be the energy forming right around the actual spirit. I did have that experience the other night where not only did I see the apparition, but there was quite a glowing blue mist around the apparition. So they do come along with their own energy bubble, as it were.
All right, Sean, get him out there.
Yeah,
he's squirming. He has so many questions.
No, this is so cool. I was about to ask. I know a bunch of people who have had experiences like this, and you, as a paranormal investigator who investigates, I wonder what your opinion is on how common these events are. You know, how likely it is that someone dies and comes back as a ghost, for example.
Well, to be honest, I think it's more common than people would like to admit. Yeah. I think there's still a lot of fear in the everyday community. For me, mm-hmm. I talk about it all day, every day.
Exactly.
For me, it's perfectly normal, and it's a daily occurrence. But there's a lot of people out there that are just not talking about it and are really terrified to be labeled as loony yeah. or, you know, not making sense or, you know, that type of thing and afraid to ask for help.
Is this something you're open about, you know, in jobs and social situations? And do you find that you get a lot of smack back about it?
Yes, I have encountered sort of all ends of the spectrum. I am very lucky in the sense that at my job, where I'm just a regular, boring, you know, analyst, most of my coworkers are either fascinated by it, want to hear about it, or at the very least respect me enough to say, you know, yeah, cool, whatever, it's each their own, right on. A few people have been less than receptive, and you know what? I do respect their boundaries, and I don't think this is for everybody, and it may challenge their perception of reality too much, and I don't want to upset people. And my social situations, most of my friends really embrace and love me, and don't take the judgmental side, and the ones that do, they're
probably
nice
aren't your
say,
friend for very
you know,
long.
Yeah, they don't judge. They either judge or they're not my close friends. My closest friends are extremely supportive, and I'm very comfortable talking about it, probably because I hid it for so long, and now I'm just really embracing it. And it's been proved over and over and over again to me that these things are real, these things are happening. I'm getting all the validation that I need for the mediumship part of it, and I'm just deciding, you know what? Look, we're helping people. We're giving them back their homes and their lives. They're able to sleep again. Their kids feel safe again. Their pets are not being tormented. That kind of healing, I don't care about the judgment anymore. The fact that we can help these wonderful, beautiful families just feel okay again.
And
it's worth it all.
We're coming up on break again, but that's what I want to hear about in our last segment. One of the things that I want to know is some of the scary stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So if you can, you know, inventory some of that in your brain in our last segment after the break here, I want to get some of that out of you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. You're listening to Melissa Lockett on Radio Wasteland. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Cab combs a snake, trying to rake in that last night's fare.
And a solitary sailor who spends the facts of his life like small change on strangers. Pauses his inside peacoat pocket for a welcome 25 cents. And the last bent butt from a package of Kents as he dreams of a waitress with Maxwell House eyes, marmalade thighs with scrambled yellow hair. Rhinestone-studded moniker, says Irene. She wipes the wisps of dishwater blonde from her eyes.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
The Reading Rodeo has been inducted into the PRCA Hall of Fame as one of the top rodeos in the nation. Come see what makes the Reading Rodeo a recipient of this great honor as the Reading Rodeo takes place May 17th through the 20th. 4 days of action-packed rodeo with free performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday night are family night, and Friday is tough enough to wear pink night. Sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge as the top 10 in each event compete for an $80,000 purse. Every night will feature a Chuckwagon Races specialty act. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets, go online to ReadingRodeo.com or visit the Rodeo box office at the Reading Rodeo Grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6. Order by phone at 241-8559. Reading Rodeo annual stake feed is Saturday, May 13th. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook. The Reading Rodeo Grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Taking America back is more than merely voting for the right candidate and expecting him alone to turn a morally bankrupt country around. What made and will continue to make America great is a country who allows God his rightful place. Without godly Christian values, there's no absolute standard for our courts to judge by, and no standard to hold our politicians accountable. People must experience a change of heart that only comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Welcome back to Radio Wasteland with our guest Melissa Lockett of Spirit, a paranormal investigation group, which I am not going to attempt to do the acronym. No point in explaining the acronym every time. An acronym is good enough. So before we get to what we really want to know,
yeah,
I got to say, we don't live that far away from you, and so I would like you to propose to your people that one of these times when you guys go out, we would like to come down and be a part and check it out. We'll keep quiet. We'll keep out of the way. You don't got to answer me now. Talk to your peeps and get back to me. Get back to me online. All right. So
sure.
I want to hear something scary. What do you got?
Oh boy. Oh boy. Okay. So we got a couple of things, and you know, it kind of, every case has its own mildly scary aspect, just the unknown, of course. And very frequently on our digital recorders and our SB11 Spirit Box, we get a lot of vulgarity. We get sweared at and called. I get called a lot of names, to be honest, on our recordings and our Spirit Box.
Are a lot of these ghosts angry? Is that a large part of what leads them to be ghosts?
The negative ones, they're pissed off that I'm there. They're pissed off that I'm going to cleanse them out because my cleansing kit is now a tackle box. I have everything in it. And they get really, really belligerent with me. And they call me some really, really rude names. And a couple of cases that I had, in particular, some you want the scary.
I do.
One that is of moderate scariness was a case where just a beautiful, beautiful woman, lovely older lady, was being tormented for decades by a spirit that followed her from her Detroit home all the way here to California. And it turns out from the research that we did and from some of the evidence we gathered that he was a former Nazi, and she was an African-American lady.
That's terrorizing already. That's terrifying
already. And it literally
grabbed
her in her sleep and grabbed her skull and her head and picked her up and threw her. And she thought she was having a stroke. She went to the hospital. Her kids came. She did not have a stroke. She medically checked out. And it was not a nightmare because there was bruising. She was injured, but there was no sign of a heart attack, stroke, anything like that, no mental illness, none of that type of deal. And we fought with that entity. It actually started to close a door on me when I was trying to bless the home. We actually got one of our investigators, Brent, who was able to speak German, and started to give orders to this entity during our Spirit Box session with it. And it really reacted. Things, the energy shifted. Things really changed. And we cleansed that home up, down, left, and right with everything, the holy water, you know, brick dust, you know, sage, Palo Santo, wood. I mean, it broke out everything. And happy to say she's doing a lot better, and things have really stabilized for her. But it was a petrifying case just with the energy of it. And we actually have been talked to by a couple of those paranormal shows you see where, you know, they like the paranormal witness, paranormal survivor, that type of thing. They're very interested in her particular case. Right. And so we're hoping to shed a little more light on it just because of the fact that it spanned decades of her life.
Right.
The worst of the worst, the most terrifying case we've had.
All right, let's have it.
Oh, yes.
It involved what I would consider a possession.
Oh.
The woman in that
case. before you hop into this one, when you say possession, is that, do you think, like, demonic, or do people get possessed by a ghost?
This was demonic.
Okay, go ahead. I'm in this.
Yeah, she had been going back and forth and having a lot of different issues. Some of her issues were just underlying, and they were medical conditions, but she began to act erratically when we arrived and became very confused and disoriented. And when I brought out the holy water, she ran from me. And she fell on the floor and began writhing around and speaking in different languages and tongues. Her eyes were rolling back in her head. Every time, even when her eyes were closed, if I touched her with a crucifix, if I touched her with holy water or oil, she actually screamed. And showing visible signs of like reaction to these holy items. Mm-hmm. And that was a challenging case. We worked and worked and worked and worked with her. And while there was an actual human spirit also in her home, that was rectified immediately, and that was cleansed out. And the attachment to her, which I believe was demonic, was also broken. However, the follow-up care that we requested that she do, she unfortunately refused and did not take our advice. And that turns into the type of case where we give them everything we can, and it is up to them to fight for the rest of the healing. So we were definitely scared. There was only four of us there, and to basically battle with a woman who is writhing around on the floor and kicking and swinging her arms, that put a little fear into me.
I'm sure that private home,
that this is extremely real.
I'm sure there's a lot of situations where you're also, in the dark recesses of the places that you're researching, where where there's terrifying brushes and terrifying sounds and
oh,
just
yeah.
general startle experiences.
Oh, I get startled so easily. It's sickening. I'm supposed to be this really good.
I'm proud of you for being a paranormal researcher willing to admit that.
Yeah, no, I startle. I'm sort of like, you know, Chad Lindbergh from Ghost Stalkers. You know, I scream and I startle and I start to be like, ah, crap.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I do kind of get a little startly. But you know what? Hey, it's authentic. It's how I really feel. So,
well,
you
know. I mean, if you're empathic, you know, I mean, I think that's to be expected that you're feeling the tension build up and, you
yeah.
know. Yeah, right. So, unfortunately, I have to say we're coming up close to the end of the show here. So I want to give you a chance to tell our listeners and our internet audience where they can find out more about you and maybe learn more about your services.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We have just a real fancy, dandy website at www.sacspirit.com. Our YouTube channel is fun and exciting. It is under Maxim Mysteries. That's Maxam Mysteries. And it would be under the Spirit playlist. We're, of course, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that kind of good and groovy stuff. So all the social media platforms, you can follow, like, you know, all the good stuff.
Right.
Our paranormal hotline is 916-363-3165. Mm-hmm. And basically on our website and everything else, all the good information is there, how to, you know, contact us. Private Facebook messages get answered pretty quickly. We answer the phone as often as we are near it. Our website contact is a contact us page. And we're pretty flexible. We do all have day jobs, so we generally investigate on weekends, Fridays, Saturdays. Approximately a two-hour radius from here is kind of our range. We have bent that rule. We do go a little bit farther. There are clients that really do need us. We do offer phone and email consults for the super long distance that we can't get to. You know, and we do everything we can to help as many as we can. We do our gifted people do private readings. You know, it's kind of a general, you know, rule. We do a lot of stuff locally, obviously, in the Sacramento and surrounding cities, but we're definitely flexible. We've gone as far as, like, Los Palos, you know. We do try to help as many people as we can. And, like I said, we do email cleansing and blessing instructions. We've emailed instructions all the way to Texas. You know, people we obviously cannot go to. So,
well, we will definitely be happy to share all of your information on our sites and social networks.
Thank
as well.
You.
I have had a great time. I wish we had
this
more time. We have really enjoyed learning from you, and I will be in touch soon. I've really enjoyed talking to you, Melissa.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
You've been listening to Radio Wasteland. That was our guest, Melissa Lockett from Spirit. Check us out next time.
Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Department of Defense has identified the U.S. Navy sailor who was killed yesterday helping the Somali Army fight the al-Shabaab terrorist group in that country. He is identified as Senior Chief Special Warfare Operator Kyle Milliken of Falmouth, Maine. He had been assigned to an East Coast-based special warfare unit. President Trump used his weekly radio address today to speak about his efforts to replace Obamacare.
You'll have better health care at a lower cost. And now I'm calling on the Senate to take action. Repealing and replacing Obamacare will be a big, big win for the American people.
And as the House bill hits